When Al was a child, his mother was always showing him books with shapes in red and blue and yellow and green. Triangles, squares, circles, she said, pointing. But what he really liked were the shapes his mother called numbers. The way the tall stick of a one seemed to be hiding its face from the elegant contours of the two. The way the grandmotherly three nestled up to the stick and starch lines of the four. Al's mother reminded him of a seven. If she had bigger feet, she could have been a two, he thought. But his mother always seemed to be floating a bit, or leaning, against a countertop in the kitchen, the wall of the living room. Never quite sitting, never quite straight. Over the weeks of Al's fourth summer, his mother taught him about counting, using 10 straight sticks they collected from the backyard. Al paid attention dutifully, but he still thought that perhaps his mother had it all wrong. The straight sticks had their own purposes, but it was so much more fun to let your eyes slide up and around the slopes of a 9, the banister curl of a 6. Even if you broke all the straight sticks up into tiny pieces, you could never recreate those curves. The year Al turned 5, his parents divorced, and his mother relocated the two of them to Los Angeles. Compared with St. Louis, a land of thunderstorms that cracked the skies wide open and of snow that stopped the world into quiet, Los Angeles was almost overwhelming in its constancy. Monday passing the baton of hazy blue skies to Tuesday with unwavering tenacity. As Al's mother drove him around the city, checking out one apartment after another, Al began to believe that the buildings, the streets, the people, were like the weather, each one indistinguishable from the one before it. Everything in shades of gray and beige. It was like living in fog, Al thought as he stared out the car window. He remembered one night, not long before everything had fallen apart. He had snuck into the living room when his parents thought he was sleeping. They had been watching a movie where there was a lot of screaming and fog and a bad man who would come out of it and hurt people. But the heroine was smart. She found her way home by counting the doors along the street until she came to her own. So Al began to count. It was relaxing, he found. 6 buttons on his shirt, and they were ready to go. 15 miles on the odometer, one clicking over to the next, and they were at their destination. It didn't matter that the destination looked no different from the other 9 apartments they had seen. The same 14 exterior steps from the first to the second floor units. The same 6 kitchen cabinet doors. Al couldn't figure out what his mother was looking for. But one day they entered an apartment courtyard, and his mother simply stopped. "This is it," she said. Al looked up at her. There were 3 sparkling stones at the corner of her glasses. A curl had come loose from the waves of her hair and dangled across her forehead. "Okay," he said. He liked that word. It was solid and simple and stood on its own 2 feet. Life in St. Louis had been leaf-drenched sycamore trees outside his bedroom window, a yard with grass that only got more and more green during the week until Al's father went out on Sunday afternoon and the lawnmower roared into life, cutting the grass in long straight rows, back and forth, back and forth, turning green into a smell that stayed on his father until he showered, an event that was always too far in the future for Al's mother and too soon for Al, who would follow his father around, breathing in the scent of sweat and gasoline, and the moment when tall grass became short. Los Angeles was a tiny apartment with a nook of a kitchen. Al's mother slept on the fold-out couch, and often Al did as well. For the bedroom, where she had carefully made the bed with his favorite sheets and painted the walls a friendly blue, still seemed too far away for him most nights. He didn't like the idea that there was nothing between his mother and the front door. In this new city, Al's school was 3 blocks away. His mother would walk him in the morning, telling him he would have fun that day, although he wasn't sure either of them believed it. He would spend the morning with the other kids, drawing pictures of houses, which he didn't have, and families, ditto. Sometimes they played with puzzles whose pieces were made of numbers, and Al leaned into their familiarity with relief.